Ah, yes. A slight galactic mixed metaphor there. Because we're not talking about the moon in the 2001 sense. No, no, no. We're talking Mars. You want to go to Mars? Because you can. I'm not kidding. A Dutch not-for-profit organisation called Mars One wants to send people to the red planet by 2023. Now, there is a catch. I've got to be very straightforward about this. You can go, but you can't come back. And even worse than that, you'll be part of a reality TV show. Yeah, fate worse than death on Mars. Sounds a little crazy, so I think we want some explanation. We asked the Mars One co-founder and CEO, Bas Lansdorp, to talk to us about it. Good evening.
Hello, Jonathan. Good evening.
Is this idea for real?
Well, we are sending humans to Mars in the year 2023, but I would like to make your point about reality TV from Mars a bit more subtle. We are going to have broadcasts from Mars, so the people on Mars will explain to the people on Earth what it's like. But of course, we're not talking Big Brother on Mars, because even if we would like to do that, which we don't, but even if we would like to do that, the people on Mars would simply never agree. And they would put duct tape over the cameras, because on Mars, they are in charge.
They are. Who will you send, and how will you select these people?
Well, we just started our selection exactly a week ago at the press conference in New York, and we've received already more than 30,000 applications. And we're going to look for the best people among those applications, but it's going to be a very international crew of people, so we're hoping to have four different continents in the four different people that we send. And we'll send people that are good at working in groups. That's the most important quality that we will be looking for, because these people are on their own on Mars. They need to solve all the problems that arise.
Well, they'll need to, first of all, construct shelter, I imagine. They'll need to exist, food, water. It's minus 55 degrees there. The air is carbon dioxide. This is not a hospitable environment.
Absolutely not, you're right. But it's actually more hospitable than space, where the International Space Station has already supported human life for more than 11 years. So this is something that we can solve with technology. When they land on Mars, they will find a habitable settlement waiting for them, which is prepared by robotic missions before the humans leave. And they have the ability to mine water from the ground of Mars. They can make oxygen from that water, and they will be growing their own food. So these skills we will have to teach them. So they will have to learn the engineering skills to repair anything that breaks, the botany skills to grow their own food, and the medical skills to take care of medical emergencies. But we'll train these people for 7 years before they leave. So we have ample time to teach them all the skills that they need to know.
They will live and die there. Will they also breed?
Well, the first people that land there will be in a very small group in a dangerous environment. We should never assume that going to Mars will be as safe as staying home. So we expect that we will be sending very smart people with a good brain to Mars. And anyone who's thinking about becoming a parent should always ask himself, is this the right time and place for me to have children? And the first four people on Mars should really come to the conclusion that this is not the right time and place. But maybe when there's 20 or 30 people there, then at some point they can start trying that. But there's also a lot of medical research to be done before they should try, because, for instance, we don't know how a fetus will develop in 40% gravity on Mars.
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah, but I hope they will do that with animal research and not with their own actual bodies.
Well, Bas Lansdorp, we'll watch this with extreme interest. An extraordinary process, but as you say, people queuing up to go and live and die on Mars. Bas, thank you for your time.
Thank you, too.
Bas Lansdorp is the co-founder and CEO of Mars One.